All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking. Hubbo and Frank here in the studio. Little mix up here on the bumper music, but nevertheless, we're going to jump into ACC game times and networks for this coming weekend. On Thursday, VPI is traveling to Atlanta to play Georgia Tech. It's a 7:30 game, part of that ESPN package. And Georgia Tech is favored by 3.5 points. The over-under is 52.5 points. And
should be a good game. I think that's going to be a very competitive game.
I think it's going to be a slugfest.
You know, first game post Frank Beamer's retirement on the road at Georgia Tech. So, yeah, I think of the weekend games, that one may be one of the more compelling games.
On Saturday, the Wahoos traveled to Louisville to play the Cardinals. That's a 12:30 kickoff.
Cardinals playing pretty well. They had a big win over Syracuse over the weekend. Yeah. They're playing there. It's going to be another tough assignment for the Hoos.
Cardinals are favored by 13.5 points. Now, typically in these situations this year, Virginia has beaten the spread. Can the Wahoos beat the Cardinals?
Yeah, that's the main thing.
That's
the spread's not going to help us much anymore.
By the way, there is no over-under listed for this game just yet. Wake Forest is at Notre Dame at 3:30. The Irish are favored by 28 points.
Yeah, I was going to say, not much of a game there.
Number one, Clemson at Syracuse, 3:30 kickoff.
I think the Tigers will have a little letdown, but they'll still have plenty for the Orange.
Yeah, well, listen, they're favored by 27.5 points. Pitt is at Duke.
Should be a good game. Duke coming off a disappointing game at Carolina after the debacle they had against Miami.
I wouldn't call it a disappointing. They got shellacked. Well, 66-30, whatever.
Carolina's offensively is just looking awesome.
I don't know about you. 66 points is the fifth highest point total in ACC history.
And, Duke earlier in the season was getting props for their defense. So
I don't know what happened
there. The defense
there.
Didn't show up last Saturday. But
NC State at Florida State at 12:30. Seminoles are given 9.5 points. Wolfpack has been soft on the road. I see the Noles winning that game. And then Miami is at UNC, and that's an interesting football game. Brad Kaya is good enough if he gets the time to hurt the Carolina secondary.
Yeah, maybe, but I think playing at Keenan Stadium, I think the Tar Heels will roll.
I wouldn't call rolling, but I do think they'll probably win.
And it's certainly looking like a North Carolina-Clemson ACC title game at the moment.
In three other games of note, Alabama, number four, is given 8 points at Mississippi State next weekend. Number two, LSU, is given 8 points at Arkansas. And Ohio State is favored by 6.5 points at Illinois. The most interesting game of that group is clearly number four Alabama versus number 20 Mississippi State. And I think his name is Dak Prescott is the quarterback down there. That guy can play. He's dangerous in front of his home crowd. I wouldn't be shocked if that game doesn't go to the wire.
Yeah, any game on the road in the SEC is tough. But anyway, we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break, transition time, pivot time, as Frank would say. When we come back, we'll have Dan Bonner on the phone to talk a little ACC and national hoops. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.